Over 90% of Americans and Brits say that breaking the eighth commandment, you must not steal, is wrong. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Sure, we know that robbing a bank, shoplifting from a store, or forging a signature on a check is wrong. But we steal from each other in many, much more subtle ways that we may not have stopped to think about. We steal each other's time. Like the last time you met your best friend for lunch. You had scheduled too many things to do and just wanted to finish this one thing before you left to meet up, arriving 15 minutes late. We steal each other's recognition. When his company president stopped Daniel in the hall to compliment him on a report, Daniel conveniently neglected to mention that the new hire created the report. But have you ever realized that when we problem solve for another person, we're stealing incredibly important things from them? When a friend experiences a problem, there's the urge to make it better for them now. We offer unsolicited advice, make a call for them, or meet a need right on the spot. Parents of young adults are famous for this, and it's stealing. When we steal another's problem, we steal their opportunity to learn from their mistakes. We steal personal growth and their sense of competency. But most of all, we steal the opportunity for them to go to God as their source and see His words in action. Have you problem solved for another? We can give back what we've taken. We can apologize and assure them that we're sure they'll solve the problem and that God promises to help when asked. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To hear this again, read or share this, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.